The Republican tax code overhaul passed yesterday by the U.S. House would hit graduate students pretty hard. Four professors from local universities visited Congresswoman Ileana Ross-Layton's office this week to share their concerns about the plan. They invited WLRN's Jessica Bakeman along.
Our programs will be decimated if this goes forward.
That's the message Tracy Divine Guzman brought to Miami Republican Congresswoman Ileana Ross-Layton's office a few days ago. She directs the doctoral program in Latin American Studies at the University of Miami. She and three peers from Florida International University warned the Republican tax plan moving through Congress would make graduate education inaccessible. Graduate students earn meager pay to teach undergraduate courses and conduct research, about $15,000 to $20,000 a year before taxes and health insurance. They also get their tuition waived. The new legislation would tax them on the cost of the tuition as if it were income they earned. So a UM student earning $20,000 and getting a tuition waiver for $40,000 would see his taxable income triple.
These are not people who are somehow overprivileged, but quite the opposite. To increase their tax burden will put graduate education out of reach.
Ocasio-Tovo directs graduate studies and teaches history at FIU. At the time, Ross-Layton's chief of staff, Métis Sands, said the congresswoman hadn't made up her mind.
So she's still looking at it. She's not a yes. She's not a no.
As it turns out, she was a yes. I'm Jessica Bakeman in Miami.
This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte.